Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We can disagree with one another, we can debate one another, but we cannot tell the American people that one candidate is a fascist, and if he's elected, it is going to be the end of American democracy.
Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is calling for cooler rhetoric after a second assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. This comes as both Trump and the Ohio senator continue to repeat false claims about Haitian immigrants eating pets in Springfield. Since telling CNN that he and Trump intentionally created the story that has sparked multiple bomb threats, some in his state are calling for him to resign from the Senate. House lawmakers are voicing deep frustration at the Secret Service after the Florida assassination attempt, even as they point to the agency's failings during the first attempt in Pennsylvania. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is investigating this new case.
The entire Justice Department, including in particular the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida, the National Security Division, are all coordinating closely with our local state law enforcement partners on the ground.
Secret Service leaders say Trump receives the same protection as all former presidents, but Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville says that's not enough.
You can't do it with just a basic group of Secret Service. It can't happen. You have to, and we have to give him more support, whether it's Rangers, whether it's Navy SEALs, whether it's more DHS.
Meanwhile, a bill explicitly granting a national right to access in vitro fertilization again failed to overcome a Republican Senate filibuster, although by a narrower margin. IVF has become a hot election issue, and Trump has even alienated some anti-abortion voters by saying it should be provided at no cost. But Democratic Washington State Senator Patty Murray says families who need it don't want false promises.
The last thing their heart can bear is false hope. So don't you dare breathe another word about helping them get IVF when you are not willing to put up the votes and make it happen.
Former government officials testified before Congress about the risk of stripping federal employees of civil service protections. A Trump executive order could have reclassified nonpartisan federal workers, making them subject to firing if they're deemed disloyal. President Joe Biden rescinded the order before it could take effect, but former Deputy Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke says plans in Project 2025 to bring a radically expanded version back are a bad idea.
The vast majority of civil servants are doing their job, and even Schedule F proponents agree with this. Policy personnel are using their knowledge, skills, abilities, and experience to deliver results.
The former president's campaign performance is clobbering Trump Media and Technology Group stock. The holding company for Truth Social reached record lows since being listed on the NASDAQ earlier this year, plunging 10% the day after the debate. Trump's majority stake is worth around $2 billion, and selling it off could bolster his campaign's war chest, but he's vowed not to sell his shares despite their withering worth. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.